League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I got to record it this time.
Okay.
That's why it looks different.
I hope it works.
Stuff so it don't. We're going to find out as a collective.
I recorded the whole episode the wrong way. And we.
It would be this one. It looks kind of cool, though, right?
Yeah. What happened with Zoom? Why is that on Zoom?
Hang on. Still nothing.
Zoom. Why are we not on Zoom?
That's what I'm saying.
Why are you not asking for a lot?
I didn't mean for this to be a commercial for StreamYard, but I already had a StreamYard account. You know what I mean? The host position was given to me this week, so I just
have no Zoom account.
I stopped using Zoom. I started using StreamYard, you know. But this StreamYard
went crazy with the prices. I don't understand. Like, they went up
they lost their goddamn mind. It's like $40 a month or something now. It used to be like $20.
Yeah.
I see what I'm doing.
Why does your computer keep glitching? What's going on?
Who?
Me? StreamYard? You know my computer. This is finna be. I'm probably lagging too. Am I lagging?
Roxy's always glitching. There's nothing.
This ain't nothing new.
Oh,
what up, y'all? What up, Keenan? What up,
Roxy? Lulu.
What you do, Lulu?
Man, I just got in from the airport. I'm tired. So
from where?
DC and New York and Pennsylvania.
Oh, is that the one that had the fucking enormous crowd? I think you posted about it.
Yeah, we was at the Capital One Arena in D.C. You know, what a Wizards play. I was in the Wizards locker room. Huh?
How does it feel to be done with? It'd be like, you know how you usually do weekends, but it's like you're doing one night, you're on to the next city, man. The energy is different.
I have not slept. I've slept in the past 48 hours. I think I've slept 8 hours.
Damn.
Like, we got off. We left D.C.
Dang.
As soon as the show was over, we went to get something to eat, hopped in the tour bus. The tour bus went from D.C. to Pennsylvania. We got in at 8 a.m. I slept for like 3 hours. I had an audition. I did the audition in the hotel room. Sound checks at 4 o'clock. Went to the sound check. Did the show. Left the show. Got back on the tour bus. Drove to New York. Got to New York at 3 a.m., hung out in the tour bus until 4, went to the airport, flight was at 6:30, and then I slept on the plane for like 2 hours.
That was last night?
It was 2 days. I'm tired.
Look, Lulu's going to shut down midstream. So, you know, they say what versus what?
He's just going to watching Roxy's computer glitch out during that story was
like, what do you have? What do you have? A Hewlett Packard? What do you have? Did she froze? Perfect timing.
Yo, Ken.
His glitch is so bad.
It's like your titties is just talking like that. Like.
Yeah.
The response overloaded your whole tech setup.
When we was at JFK, right?
Yeah.
They saw Joe Coy and it was like, yo, come through Delta One. Okay. And he was like, yo, can I bring my team? And it was like, yeah, come through. Delta One is the best shit in the freaking world. Their lounge has a masseuse, has a massage chair. You can get facials. They make omelets right in front of, she's gone. Damn.
You said almonds? They make almonds?
Omelets,
okay, for sure.
Everything is freshly made. They made me Belgian waffles with compote and berries and freshly made syrups. I was like, yo, I could never go back. I got a full-on massage before I got on the plane.
Damn.
See that? I walked past, I think it was LAX or Tampa, one of the airports where I was walking past and I saw the Delta One lounge. I didn't know they had a lounge because, you know, they don't do that for the normies. But it's like, because, you know, the regular Delta lounge, now they changed everything. Remember,
the Sky Lounge. Remember,
I could have went to the lounge, but the card that I have only allows me five lounge trips now. It used to be unlimited.
So I'm not unlimited. I could have got you in, man. I know people.
So I stayed my ass down. I saw Lulu before. You know what's funny? I saw Lulu at the airport when she came down to where the normies are, and she's like, "Oh my god!" She hugged it out. I was like, "Man, it's good to see you, man. I'm just good to see my friends. You know, jet set. This is dope." And then they called us. Like, "All right, man. You know the first class and the first zones." She's like, "You ain't going in." I was like, "Oh, I'm like, man.
Come on, the you ain't going in is so unnecessary."
She was like,
"You stand."
You stand? She's like, I'll see you on the plane, nigga. And I was just like, I had to sit there. And then you know how it is. It's like, I see Lulu when I'm getting on a plane, and you know, she respectfully, I appreciate you for doing this. She kept her head down. She didn't make it awkward and look at me when I had to walk by her to go to seat 37D.
I didn't want to make it awkward, man. I already did.
Well, she did, yeah. When she patted me on the shoulder, nigga, she was like, "All right, I see you. I see you in there, nigga."
She was probably embarrassed to know you once she was on the plane. She was probably just like,
"Ooh, don't say hi to me." And usually that's me. Usually I get upgraded. You know, it's like, but you know, for some reason, the past few flights, I haven't. Well, my status.
Yeah, he was giving me the whole spiel before we got on the flight. He's like, "Yeah, you know, usually I'm not like this. You know, usually I get upgraded. You know."
Because I knew Lou had status, so I was just like, "All right, I gotta explain the reason why my status." You know, I was at gold and I was getting upgrades, and then they dropped the boy down to silver. You got to pay for a bag extra. You know,
it was funny because me and Tony Baker was high key Ken in the Delta Lounge, and he was like, "Yeah, Keenan down there." I was like, "He down there?"
And you didn't get Scott Club access.
I don't want to waste one of my, because right, the thing that I have now, you only get five lounge trips. So I was just like, nigga, if I got a long layover for like 3 hours, I'm gonna use it for that. Or I could pay the extra 50. I could pay the 50 each time with the card that I have. But just like,
you didn't want to do it.
This nigga is $50 right for to wait in there for an hour.
That Delta One experience, it changed my life, man. Changed the game.
The food is really good too. I don't even know.
High quality food.
Yeah. I don't even know if they pay for machines.
They had a whole wall just for fresh pressed juices that you can dispense, like celery carrot juice, cucumber mint apple juice. I was like, I'm never leaving. They had full blown shower spas, like with robes and slippers. I was like, I'm never leaving. Can my flight be delayed? I was like, I'm never leaving.
Wait, I'm so like, Wall Street. You've been in there too before, Pat?
Yeah. I went to the one in you're talking about the one in LAX, Lulu?
Nah, JFK.
Okay. I haven't been to that one. I went to the brand new one in Delta One. The LAX one, yeah.
Oh my god.
And it's dope, but I mean, like, I don't be that early to my flights to really enjoy, like, to really enjoy it, you literally should spend the whole day there before your flight. But yeah, I had like some time and I was able to like eat and
stuff. 2 hours before, because Joe wanted to get off the tour bus. I was like, yeah, let's get off the fucking tour bus, man. I'm tired.
It was 2 hours?
Yeah, we was in there for 2 whole hours.
That's worth it.
It was worth it. I was like, oh, man. I'm never going back where the peasants are.
Am I still lagging, y'all?
Your camera's not even on.
Well, I turned it off to good, help Roxy. The lag. Thank you. Okay. I wanted to. So we're good. The timing's good. Cool. It is hurtful when your friends are in first class and you're not. When we went to DreamCon last year, I got on the plane. Pat was already on the plane in the front in the good ass seats. Why the fuck? It was him, Persephone, and Cleo. They all was in the front. And I stole y'all champagne. I was in the last row.
She did. Wow.
I damn well did. I was walking to the back. I was like, y'all got me fucked up. And I
did you take it while you was walking?
And just did.
Embarrassing us.
Oh.
I said, I'm finna dig it up on my way to the back.
Hey, you know what's crazy about that? That okay, that did happen, but that did happen. The flight attendant didn't know we were friends.
Yeah.
She just caught the tail end of it. So she was just like, did that woman did she drink out of your cup? And I was like, I know her and stuff like that. And we got another one, but it's funny because immediately I was just like, I should have told her that I didn't know who that was and been mortified. Yeah. I definitely would have gotten like some points back or something.
Yo, that shit.
No, what kind of ship are you guys running around here?
Yeah,
all exactly. Motherfuckers.
Look like she can fight though. So like, if I was the flight attendant, I wouldn't want to fuck with her, especially if she had the platform shoes on. She had the platform joints.
That she fucking stole my shit.
Watch, but she came back and talked to me later, and she was laughing.
She
she's
did?
Like, yeah, she's like, I gave y'all peer friends another drink. I'm like, shut up, bitch. I'm out of bathroom. I don't care about they perks in the front.
Why would she say, I'm going to come give you a drink? Not like, yeah, I gave your friends another drink.
Give them a refill.
Hilarious.
I don't even like alcohol like that or champagne. It was out of spite. Because Cleo kind of did the same thing that y'all did to Keenan. Like, oh, you sitting back there? Like, Cleo, shut the fuck up. You knew where I was going. Don't fuck with me. My bag don't have no wheels on it. We knew where I was going.
Your bag with wheels?
No wheels on it. That's crazy.
No, because I flew there on Spirit. All my shit was in
the
backpack.
Oh, yeah, the one personal item. Oh,
baby, I got a backpack, and I backed my whole pack. All my shit was in a backpack.
You backed your whole pack?
I backed my whole pack.
You know I'm in zone 5. Like,
it was like zone 7. I was like, this is so embarrassing. And I had just performed at the con. So everybody that was at the con seen me walking all the way to the back. I was like, oh, yeah, back. Cleo is up there. I know, bitch. Stop talking to me.
I just picture the people that was behind y'all watching this transpire like, these Negroes.
Yeah. That's the worst part when you essentially like you sat there and you had a great performance. You probably killed. You're like, man, I'm a star. And then you get on that plane, you get fucking humbled. Like zones, there's a zone 7 nigga in Delta.
Oh yeah. Peasantry.
I ain't gonna lie.
You gotta check your bag. You gotta check your bag. And they don't give a fuck about your carry-on. They don't care if you pay for it. Check it at the gate.
When we got on the first flight, right? So we walked in with Joe, but I was Keenan that time. I had no upgrade. And I was like, all right, it's cool. It's a short flight. I'm not even tripping. I'm seat 54A, right? And we walk in with Joe and everything. They treated me so nice, whatever, whatever. And then they look at my ticket. They was like, ooh, you back there. I was like, damn. Like, I walked in with him. I didn't have to do no more.
They gave her a security vest. Put this on.
why is it walking
on the flight attendant seat?
Yo, the way the chick looked at my ticket when I showed her my seat, she said, look down there.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Y'all dancing it and even to do that. Why is the walk longer anyways when you gotta go to the back? Because it's like when you gotta go wait, 54A is crazy.
54A. I was two seats away from the bathroom. And I feel like if we that far in the back, we should get on first. So we don't gotta be humiliated.
That's what I always thought.
People first class.
Well, they don't. Here's why they don't do that. Here's why they don't do that. They don't want you as a peasant to put your bag on there first. They want all the bags you put on there first. Mm-hmm. So that's what they would say, hey, there's no more overhead space. You gotta put your bag under your seat. So that's how they be doing a lot of times when you zone 7 or whatever, zone 5, like the back zones, they be like, hey, ain't no more baggage up here. I mean, in the overhead, put your seat under your seat. You like, nigga, like, what do I pay for this for?
The best ones are the ones that split. Like, everybody goes on the same staircase. Some go, it's like in the middle of the plane.
Left.
Yeah.
I always thought that they should all be like that because it is weird.
when you get there, they be like, first class is this way and the peasants is this way. They treat you completely different when they welcome you in. They're like, oh, hey, welcome. Your seat's over here. Other way, like, oh, you down that way. You got to keep going on the right.
They sit your black ass down. What you know? Stop talking to me.
Yeah, first class usually like to the left and you get in. First class and comfort plus a lot of times is to the left. You get there, yeah. And then you back, you in the ass of the plane. You are in the booty cheeks, the booty hole of the plane back there at 54A. And it smelled like booty hole back there.
Dude, right. that's why they give you that sanitation wipe. Oh, you going right? Here's your little sanitation wipe.
You don't need it. You going to make me clean up to get on?
A flight attendant, he noticed me, man. I was like, damn, man, I'm on my way in the back. He's like, ain't you that comedian Lulu Gonzalez? I was like, yeah, man, I usually don't be back here. You know,
You had to clarify that yourself. Why?
Hey, you know,
we don't sit here, guys.
Because, you know, when they think you, you know, you comic, you famous or whatever, they're like, you're supposed to be up there. And I was like, no, listen, what happened? I usually get an upgrade. I was kidding. Like, I usually get an upgrade. I only got 5 more upgrades on my Delta Sky Pass. I was just like,
that explanation when they probably walk away and be like, she's usually there. She's probably usually there.
Explaining it to the flight attendant makes it worse. That's what I'm saying. For explaining to you, Lou, is different. But you know what? If I'm sitting in the back, I just pull my beanie down over my face and I just, like, I'm asleep already. I just do that.
I only took Spirit one time in my life, right? And I was on Chris D'Elia's tour, right? And we get on. I was with Denny, this is another comic. I was like, yo, I hope nobody recognized me. As soon as I get on the Spirit flight, the line, 5 motherfuckers recognize me. And I was like, fuck. And they was like, what you doing here? I was like, I usually be on Delta. Like, I usually don't do this.
The immediate bailout.
I was doing the back away, walk away. Like, I usually don't do this. Like, I usually on Delta. I promise y'all. But y'all be good. Like, y'all be good.
So you was on the back of the flight in Spirit too?
No, I was in the front of Spirit.
Okay.
He had the big seat.
In the big chair. They got a first class sort of. It's not bad.
But their seats separation. Don't recline.
It's Spirit got shotgun.
They don't got no outlets. They don't got no outlets, and the seat don't recline. Yeah. You can't charge your phone, and you can't get comfortable.
I feel like it would be better to just be like, "Hey, I'm saving some money."
Well, here's the thing.
This dude asked to borrow my phone.
That's
wild. I was like, this is unbelievable.
You said what?
This dude asked to borrow my phone. He's like, yo, my phone died. Can I borrow your phone? And I looked at Denny. I was like, hey, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, I can't borrow your phone. I was like, well, shit, okay. You can borrow my phone. Go ahead, man.
That's crazy.
He's like, I gotta call my grandma.
And that was the pilot.
That's Spirit. That's Spirit energy. The bad about Spirit too, even their the little thing that comes down for your laptop, it's like the size of your phone too. It's like it's super small.
Yeah,
you put your laptop on that and like be comfortable to do work if you need to do work. Or
Spirit says you're not supposed to be able to afford a laptop. They was like, no.
Yeah.
Right,
but the bad part about it is that it's still expensive. Like, you got to spend, if you got, like, usually if we're flying, right, Lou, we got our clothes in one luggage usually, and we probably have our merch in another luggage. So you got two luggages, mm-hmm. right? So that's $90. Now your ticket's the same price as a Delta ticket.
I paid $300 for luggage on Spirit.
Damn.
I said, y'all could have just got me a Delta flight for this. Like,
damn, $300. Put that shit in the backpack. You gotta put it, roll. I'll be rolling my merch in that goddamn backpack. So this is what you gotta do. Hold, let's see if my camera works. So you gotta wear all your clothes.
She wear all wear it. No,
she wear three pairs of clothes. Be like, all right, cool. His underwear.
I'll be putting clothes on.
I'll be putting shit in my pockets. I'll be
in your pocket.
Roxy got panties in her pocket.
She it's Tuesday. And then you just roll that bitch up. You got to get them packing squares. Get you a packing square. So I roll all my shirts up in a packing square. Wear legit about 3-4 shirts because it's also cold on the flight. So you're getting best of both worlds. Yeah,
I just picture TSA asking, you know how TSA is like, you got to take your jacket or your hoodie off, and it's like a clown music, like it's just like 7 hoodies.
I'm wearing it.
Toiletries,
Roxy. Just go.
What about your toiletries?
Huh? Oh, okay. So boom, you put them. Dang, I wish I could show you on my backpack. I got me a backpack for Spirit. So it got a shitload of pockets. So I'll place the toiletries in different parts of the pockets or like between the clothes.
That's no way to live, man.
Hey, baby, I was flying for $70.
You know what she does? You know what she does? She puts all the toothpaste in her mouth and holds it for the whole trip.
She just dispenses it herself.
Hey, $70.
When you get to the city that you're in, don't you have to carry everything everywhere?
It's on my backpack. I mean, it's on my backpack. I got the backpack. I can put it back in the backpack. I'm talking about all the shit in my pockets.
Oh, are you saying that the backpack is it?
Yeah, I'm just bringing the backpack.
Oh, shit.
If I'm bringing an extra pair of shoes, I'll tie the shoes to the top.
Stop it. Why are you on the plane looking like you about to go hoop, Roxy? Stop it, Roxy.
Did you take those off of a telephone pole line? Like, come on now. Like,
you can't live like that,
Roxy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Thank you. Y'all gave me a good idea. I'm going to make a video so y'all can see. I'm going to teach y'all how to pack. $70. I'm telling you, $70 round trip.
Hey, you should do a how-to, like, get ready with me, Spirit.
I'm flying Spirit next week for this show.
I'll post that immediately.
Hey, Spirit is low-key getting a glow-up because of all these other planes that are, like, malfunctioning. It seems like Spirit got, like, the newest planes.
Man. Yo, the flying is crazy right now. Like, I am terrified. Bro, the turbulence that we had for like that first 20 minutes was like the most violent turbulence. I was just like, this is it. We're here.
Well, way too many planes.
And what
videos.
Did you do to prepare, Keenan? What were your thoughts in that moment?
Well, my whole thing, I'd rather crash on land. Like, I'm like, Pat, I don't fuck with the water like that. So it's like, you know, for me, I'm always, I can't swim though. So I have a fear of like, if we go into ocean and like, we crash and we still were somewhat like conscious, like now we've got to swim to safety. And I'm just like, I can't swim to safety, nigga. Just let me blow up and swim to safety. You just got to stay there. Nigga, how? Because, you know, I always look at those movies where like the water starts to rise in the plane. It's like, uh-oh, I only got 3 seconds of air left.
And no, I got to like stay in the plane, nigga. You know, they have like big ass rafts that come out. So you would just have to stay there for like probably like an hour before somebody comes to get
you. You don't remember the instructions? The vest.
You need to think that if a plane crashes in the water, you're going to be able to get in the raft. It's going to crash into the water. Yeah. The plane is done.
But the raft still floats.
You talking about a nosedive?
I'm not saying it's not going to probably land there perfectly. Like, it's going to just say, all right, we're going to land in this water like this. Bam. We're going to be in there just sitting on top.
Yeah. You got a good pilot.
Yeah,
I don't trust these niggas no more.
But you know, your seat is
done. You're done.
Yeah, ain't no raft.
It would be like an emergency water landing, and then you would take your cushions off. That's the whole spiel in the beginning.
Who listens to this, man?
People that want to live.
Yeah, I can't doggy paddle. I can't float. Nothing. So I'm assuming
you don't have to. Keenan has not listened to one of those speeches once ever. He rolled his eyes the first time he heard it. Like,
That'll never be me.
Oh, brother.
Those people take 15 minutes, and the first 15 minutes, they tell you exactly what to do. They give you a whole little light and a whistle and you blow it up.
I don't give a
I've seen the way people panic when turbulence happens. So I don't see people being like, okay, let me put the mask on quickly. Oh, my thing's under the seat, right? Let me go grab the thing from under the seat, put my little thing on. Hell no. Nah. They're gonna be like, oh shit, we're about to die. Everybody gonna be in panic mode, they're gonna be afraid for their life.
Staying calm will save your life, y'all.
So your ass can live.
Yeah.
You was in the military. You the only one that survived in this shit. Everybody else is dead, nigga.
I listen to the lady.
You're gonna be worried about taking your one bag with you, and they're gonna tell you can't bring shit with you. And you're gonna be like, nah, I
bet I'll float on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I bet I'll float on that motherfucker.
Everybody's gonna get on Roxy's backpack.
Roxy, wait a second. I got a parachute in here.
Roxy's gonna save the day.
You're gonna take the students tied together and rescue people. Lasso
right now. Hold up.
You know that little boat that was like, finding survivors after the Titanic. That's Roxy on her backpack. She gonna be like,
getting here. Grab a hold of this sock real quick. Pull you up.
Really tying all her shirts together, using it as a roundup.
I'm with Keenan though. I would rather land on land because the water.
That's I have that bag in pink. I know what you're talking. That bag is not big enough, Roxy.
Yeah.
Wait, you're right, Lulu. Boom, baby.
I had to get rid of that bag. That bag is not big enough.
That's wait, let me see.
Know what you're doing? Boom, boom.
That bag is not big enough.
That you ain't shit look like a lunch bag. Right.
Boom! All these motherfucking pockets. Would you buy
Roxy, at this point, I believe you bring two pair of drawers and you flip them inside out and wear them the whole fucking day. There's no way you fit all that shit.
That is a big ass.
I went to DreamCon. I was there for 3 days. I put all my cosplay in the bag. I had a fucking lightsaber on the side. Yeah,
you ain't had no lightsaber on the side.
It's over here. I got it.
They let you on the plane with a lightsaber?
That's what I'm saying. That's not even TSA approved. You ain't got no lightsaber.
It's over here. Y'all have seen this lightsaber.
They saw it in the scanner and they were like, aw.
What are those kids, huh? Aw.
Let her through. Aw,
go through. I just don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I want to see this video.
You're a Jedi, huh, Roxy?
just choke out. It's all good.
Oh man!
Hey, low key in my head, the backpack was like cartoony big. So now that I see it, I'm like, oh, okay, it's pretty normal.
Because it gotta fit under the seat.
Yeah, no, that bag, it don't expand. It's like, it's the Amazon one, right?
Yeah.
It don't expand. So when you put shit in it, it don't have room to expand. It just be like stuck on it. So you can't really fit a lot of shit in it.
It's not true. Yeah. If you unzip, so this is what you do, Lulu. You pack when this part ain't zipped, then you zip. I'm going to just make a video.
Yeah, please.
Y'all ain't broken up.
Because I bring 5 panties off rip just because. Like, I can't travel with just one.
You got to fold them small. Like, what's that lady? Marie Kondo.
You want in your panties?
I mean, but y'all panties small, though, too. I mean, unless you're packing the big panties, you should be
there. Hey, this pussy big, so the draws be...
That's what you name the video. Big pussy packing.
How to pack if your pussy big?
This seems like a great place to start off the show.
Roxy got a burlap sack as panties.
That's what it is. Half her luggage is in the pussy. You're just sitting there. All right, hold on real quick. You need to pull some shit out. What you looking for? Some socks.
TSA be like, oh, are you a potato farmer? They're like, no, that's my draws.
I like that though. Big pussy packing. That's a good hashtag.
Crazy, but
that's a good title. I mean, you might get a flag, but you know what?
Yeah.
No, just use the cat emoji.
Oh, hey, I like this. We should do this more. A workshop.
How to pack for your big pussy?
Yeah. On Spirit.
I think it's 10 million views in the first day. You're like, damn, I didn't even know this was a problem. this was a huge problem in the community.
A big pussy fan base on Spirit Airlines.
The giant pussy fan base is showing up.
Oh, shit.
They're like, girl, I've been waiting for somebody to make one of these. I don't know what to do with
my pussy.
That's your claim to fame now. You're getting all big pussy videos.
Big pussy?
You know how long I've been fighting with this big ass pussy? Finally.
Then you can have a whole like big pussy plane etiquette. It's a whole series.
See, we right this day.
Big pussy plane etiquette. Big pussy biscuits. You get you a Biscoff if you ever make it to Delta.
Oh, I got some in the kitchen. Hold up. Hey, y'all is cooking today. Wait a minute. Pussy packing on a
you gotta
pussy
do
packing
like-
on a handstand. Hey, y'all are going.
Listen, you have so many options to go with this now. You know, like, if you got a first date, what to wear for your big pussy? You know, like...
Right. It's a series now. True.
It's a series now. Yeah.
Now it's more about the pussy than the actual airlines.
Yeah. now, I ain't getting no brand cooking. Deals. This is not.
You not brand, no brand you deals. Like get a Hanes or a secret, ooh, something, ooh, something you don't know.
Pussy to the loom.
Yeah, Magistil. Food of the loom for your big pussy.
Yeah, food of the lumen in his mind.
Hey. But call it like Lulu said, you might just have to probably change the name to maybe if it's not big pussy, but insinuate that or find a different name, whatever they call vagina nowadays. It's like
big, you know, box, big box packing.
You said what they call it, Cardi?
Ooh. Fupa packing.
Fupa packing. Fupa packing.
Fupa is above.
Unboxing for your big box.
That's the tummy that yeah.
Big box.
Yeah. You got a pre-pack. Unboxing.
Yeah. The right
what,
how big is the pussy,
Keenan?
Don't roll it like that.
No, that's the fupa is the little gut on top of it. So you put that.
Yeah, right. That ain't what we talking about. She talking about pussy, not the
actual pussy. Is that fupa? What is that? What's that meat called? I know it's not.
Labia?
What's that pussy called? That's
the
I thought that was just
meat.
The
pastrami.
Yeah. What's pastrami packing?
Oh, hey, we
cooking for you, Rock.
Front part of
pastrami packing.
Hey, see, this is what friends is for. Front part is part of the vulva. The big
call
meat.
It your. You can call it your Reuben. packing tips for you and your big Reuben.
Do you have a vast vagina?
A vast? Does it look like a dog bed?
Oh, oh shit. Monus pubis, that's what it is.
Okay. You hit us with the Latin name?
Yeah, man. Anybody gonna get that? You gotta appeal to your target, man. They're not gonna get that.
I just don't want to get put up out of here,
man. Didn't we have some questions?
I was just looking. I guess
30 minutes in.
This is the perfect place to start the show.
Well, this is a great place to start the show. We'll be right back.
Nobody.
Right after this.
Is this one sponsored? We ain't getting no nothing.
We could just, you know. Be creative with the ads, Keenan. I'm sure there was a gap in our conversation.
There's like
point.
Maybe a Tampax or some type of period panties.
All the period panties they're kind of hot right now.
Those are that's a good idea.
What's period?
Yeah, Tally, I'm full of them, man.
If they're panties hot that like have like super absorbency features for your flow.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't been had that? I thought y'all already had that.
No, not really.
I mean, it's been around for a little bit.
We had period panties that were old panties that were reused panties that you wore in your period. Store bought.
Yeah, no. Panties. Yeah. These are panties that have like actual, it feels like a pad inside of it and it's you can wash it and use it again.
The fact that y'all should have like little, like little outlines of little drawings that can like, as it absorbs, it starts to like, make art.
Those are called pampers.
Like a diaper?
No, but it's like, imagine like a red dinosaur that like comes to life.
And that'd be pretty fire. I ain't gonna lie.
You would wear that.
Yeah,
you
would wear
that. Raw! That pussy's going crazy.
Raw crazy.
Jurassic pussy. That's what it's called. Jurassic pussy.
Jurassic pussy.
When all the blood is filled in the panties and look like the dinosaurs eating people, like
that'd be fucking fire. Like you're going in a bloody tar pit. That would be dope. Hey, write it down, guys. We're making magic.
It's a Chrysosaurus. You know the famous scene where the eye opened by the window?
A Chrysosaurus Rex?
Did it just blink?
All right, we should
probably answer some of these wizard questions.
Nah, you gotta keep Chrysosaurus Rex, Keenan.
Right.
Yeah, we could keep all this. This is This is clearly a very loose episode.
And you didn't do no intros, Pat.
Huh?
You didn't do no intros.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. I'm proud. This is Keenan. That's Lulu. That's Courtney. And the one that you can't see clubhouse style is Big Pussy Rocks. Big Spirit Pussy Roxy.
Really happy she said for coming, man. Pat's a substitute teacher. We're going crazy, bro.
All right. Substitute wizard. Let's do this. All right.
Substitute wizard in full effect.
This episode of Squadcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, who is your support system? I know for me, it's my wife. It's my brother, it's my dad, it's my mom. Also, I got close friends that are my support system. And these people have saved me from multiple crash outs. They have changed my life in multiple ways. Words of wisdom, emotional support, physical support. They have been there for me. Look, everybody needs some type of help. Even your favorite leaders or mentors. They need to go to somebody also and seek help or get inspiration or whatever the case may be, or have their own support system. In a society that glorifies hyper-independence, it is easy to forget that we're all better when we have a support system behind us. Therapy can be a source of support for any area of your life. It's time to shift the focus from doing it all to knowing that we're better when we ask for help. You heard me speak about therapy on here multiple times, how it's helped me, okay? And it's been a thing in my life for at least 5 years now. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be your best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma in their lives. One of my favorite things about BetterHelp is that it's fully online, all right? So making therapy affordable and convenient for you. Also, one of my favorite things about BetterHelp is that you can switch therapists at any point in time, no extra cost. So if you're not feeling a therapist, you can switch it up. So build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/squad to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/squad, SQUADD.
Welcome. Pretties, would you guys rather be able to taste colors or see sounds?
Why does wizard sound evil? It's not like a setup from the jump.
Yeah, I feel like we can see your sound right now. You're currently you have a wizard hat on with a malt liquor, Robin, a 7-Eleven.
It had some undertones. It had some evil undertones. I feel
like you're doing this the whole time. Like.
You're right, because it's not an evil wizard, really. All right. Would y'all rather be able to taste colors or see sounds?
Want to taste the color.
What do you mean by see sounds, though? Like,
all right, so just picture like
waves.
Like a comic book, like kablam.
I think it depends on what you're listening to. Like if it's heavy metal, I feel like it should be kind of, if it sounds dark, it should be a little scary, right? Like the visuals. Mm-hmm. But if it sounds beautiful, it should be like a trip. Like, I would assume that like 70s music would look like flowers and all that stuff. But on the flip side, there could be colors that are delicious. Like if you're looking at a painting and it's just like, this is yummy. But you can have colors that taste like shit too.
Like red wine,
chartreuse,
or terrible. Yeah. Let me ask this though, Pat. When it comes to sounds, is all sounds now in play? Like meaning, like when we're walking outside, we're hearing cars. Like is that going to all be a thing, or do we can we choose when we turn it into that, or whatever the case may be?
We can't choose. Wasn't that nice?
If we can't choose, like seeing sound is going to be crazy work.
I think if you can't choose, it's torture both ways.
Just walking outside, I'm tasting all kind of browns, just stuff in my mouth all day. Everything has a color.
That's awful to just have hella taste. Even if they're good together, that would be terrible.
Overload.
So I think it makes sense. You know how like people like Pharrell and like producers, they kind of break it down like a cool thing. Like when I listen to music, I see the sound. It's like very like when they're focused. And then I guess the flip side of that can be like when you're at like enjoying art or like something that's like a landscape with a lot of like a sunset with a lot of amazing colors. Then you can take that in. So it would have to be kind of like our relationship with sounds and tastes now. Like, you hear everything, but there are listening experiences and visual experiences that we do.
Okay.
I feel like you might have sensory overload seeing sound. Like, that might be too much.
That sounds like a shroom trip.
Exactly. It's just like, it's like I'm tripping all day. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But it's when you have a visual or audio experience. So that's like sitting down and listening to music or like the score of a movie. It's not just like everything. Like,
but you get to turn it off, or it's only for those things.
You get to turn it on, but not like, you know, powers go. It's just like how you would sit down and listen to an album and focus on that and have like, you know, receive that audio experience. That would be how it would work.
So since you're talking right now, we'd have to focus on like what your locks taste like. Like, we'd have to.
No, because this isn't really like a visual experience. But if you went and saw a sunset, you would be able to taste all them colors.
I don't
want to
taste
Dre
Brown.
I'd be fired though.
Nah.
That's crazy. Imagine you.
I don't know how to taste Dre Brown.
Hey, Keenan's purple. Keenan's purple hat. That shit caught a fire.
You
tasting Keenan?
What if you're already eating something, though, right? Like, let's say I'm already eating something. Would I be tasting the food in addition to the colors?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So like,
yeah, like if I got a strawberry shortcake, I'm eating that, but then I'm tasting the red and the white and the whatever little color too.
Yeah, I guess so, which would be interesting because you could love cheesecake but hate red.
Yeah, like, and this red nasty as hell, it's fucking up the cheesecake.
So now you got dietary restrictions.
Yeah. Or love steak and hate brown.
I was going to make it nasty, but yeah.
But then on the flip side, you could be listening to your favorite song. And like, imagine like your favorite song is something by Kendrick and the music is fire. But what you seeing is weird. It's like a little naked man.
I'm terrified.
No. Yeah. Domestic song that he has where it's like him and a girl fighting the whole time. You see, now you're like, oh, this shit is. Oh God.
Oh yeah, that would be.
No, that would kill me.
But I mean, you get those emotions through the music, so seeing them would just be more intense.
Yeah, have y'all done shrooms, right? Yes, I'm gonna assume. So you get it. Just me and Pat. All right. So yeah, but have you ever just been, you know, when you're high like that, you're seeing everything, like everything that's happening is super visual, and it is like a overload. Like, that's why I don't really do shrooms like that. Sometimes it's just like it's too much and it's like terrifying.
Yeah, but that ain't it. That's your brain being fried. this is like more literal, you know, like you're like seeing. I feel like when people talk about seeing sounds, they see like what you're talking about with the shrooms, just like stuff like that. But this, I feel like if you're listening to like evil sounding music, you see some evil stuff. If you sound soothing stuff, you'll be like,
cut my life in two pieces. Like that,
that song would be terrifying.
This is my last one, girl. I'm gonna get caught in front of you.
They can play a guitar. I'm cool.
You would just be listening to all that shit that Janae Aiko be listening to, like the sound bills and stuff.
That would probably be beautiful. Blue album.
I listen to some Rihanna, you know.
Sade would probably be amazing.
Yeah. I would like that. I don't know. I've never ever thought about, ooh, I wonder what the color green tastes like.
I'm wondering, right? Like, what do you think the best flavors would be?
I feel like
lime.
Ooh.
Green, sour green apple?
Ooh. Yeah. Yo, the mac and cheese colors? Yo.
Red gonna taste good.
I feel like red tastes good everywhere.
Yeah. Red Kool-Aid, you know, whether it's some type of red. I mean, tomatoes is not bad. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things that are red already.
Johnny Ranchers?
You said what?
Cherry Jolly Ranchers.
Mm-hmm. See? I think red and purple would be fire.
I agree.
But for some reason,
have you ever tasted lavender before?
Yeah, I like lavender. Yeah.
I don't like lavender. I don't like.
But have you tasted grape?
Is it too floral?
See? See?
Nice.
But also, too, how many colors are there really? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's a lot of colors, but I feel like what we normally see or what we at least base color off of, we like there's like 20 different yellows, right? But like people, they're gonna just say, "Oh, that's yellow." They're not gonna be like, "Oh, that's 0055FFF."
If they had a taste, they would for sure start counting.
Okay. You get a magenta and a chartreuse and all of that other shit.
So here's what I'm thinking to keep it safe, to keep
there's
it
so
like, simple.
Many colors.
I feel like if it's a light color, that's like mild, right? So like light blue is like a mild tasting blue. And then royal blue is like spicy blue.
that's
spicy or super sour.
It says the human eye can see about 10 million colors.
Damn.
That's a lot of taste. 10 million. Now I'm rethinking that.
I feel like I'm kind of leaning more towards.
I don't know if I watch a lot of scary movies and I don't want to see that sound. Like, I don't want to be a part of that, man.
That's
I'd rather taste magenta.
That's hella true. Cause you look next to you in the theater and the bitch from The Ring is in.
Oh my god. I'd be peeing on myself.
You watching The Conjuring? And
Yeah, scary movies are done then.
Yeah, for me, I'm a pretty dark nigga, bro, and I would kind of want to see that.
That's the most light skinned thing you could ever say.
Light skin, but I'm a dark nigga. But it's like, no, like, when it comes to like scary movies, I've always there's not many scary movies that have put any type of fear in me. Like, I kind of enjoy watching to be like, let's see if you can scare me, nigga.
Have you watched Sinister?
No, I haven't seen Sinister.
Watch Sinister and holler at me later.
Okay.
Do you actively look for movies to scare you, or like you casually watch horror films and never been scared?
I haven't been like on a scary movie trip as of recent, but like when I was like growing up, like I was trying to watch scary movies, but like, let's see if it can actually shock me or scare me, put some fear in me. And I would be sitting there like, nope, nope, nope. And it's just
because you don't believe it's going to happen. So you watch it looking at it like it's pure fiction, right?
There's some movies, maybe, you know, I guess they're true stories. It's like, oh shit, this is real. You know, I can kind of decipher like, all right, this is clearly like a movie. I can be startled by some shit. Like, you know, oh, it makes you jump, but I can still come back to reality and be like, oh, this is not real. Unless it's a true story to where it's like, I don't know, is The Hills Have Eyes? That was like a true
Conjuring.
Story.
Conjuring is real. Amityville Horror is real.
Annabelle.
I'm telling you, man. You ain't watched the right movies. You ain't been on the right binge.
That's what you need. You need to get haunted. We need The Haunting of Kenan Baker.
Wait. What type of films? Like slashers? Or do you be what? Because it seems like everything that we're talking about is like ghost and demon type of movies. Do you be watching those?
Yeah, I watch anything that's considered. When people say this is a scary movie of the year, I'll be like, I want to go see that. I want to go see the scariest movie of the year if it's truly that. And then it's I'll be like, oh, niggas are scared of this? Got some hoes.
Man, I watched Sinister and that fucked me up. I watched it one time and I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch this. It's called Sinister.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Sinister and I feel like Sinister and Conjuring came out at the same time. Oh, and Insidious, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I stopped watching scary movies after Conjuring 2. Fuck me up. Can do it.
That shit was crazy.
Ooh, insane.
But I watched that shit at 2 in the morning. I will.
Ooh.
I stopped watching exorcism movies because they be too slow now. But I'll do something like The Conjuring with like a demonic house. Those are fun.
I'll say this. You know what fucked me up even worse than the movies? Resident Evil 2 at night by myself when I was growing up. When I was playing that game by myself.
Oh, the game. Okay.
Yeah, the game. Like that shit had me freaking out. Like I was like, but you know, you cut all the lights off. It's like 1 a.m. and you playing your PlayStation, whatever, Resident Evil 2. And shit is just popping out like that. That had me freaking out more than most movies.
Horror games are infinitely more scary than movies to me.
Ha! what was that game we played on a stream that was like super scary? And it was like something with zombies that we played. And that shit was super scary. I was like, I dropped my controller like twice. I started yelling at the screen. Like, I can't take it.
It wasn't Call of Duty?
Uh-uh. Was it Left 4 Dead?
Left 4 Dead. Yeah. That's fun. That's a really fun game. I feel like the zombies movies are scary to me, but I think it's more about like zombies at this point. I don't know if any movies really try to make the zombies themselves scary. They just go for like gore and like stories within zombie apocalypse
and jump scares.
Yeah, they don't really like, you don't really like be in your house like thinking of a zombie movie like jumpy. You know, that shit is always with paranormal, demon shit like that, and slashers, shit that low key could happen.
Well, World War Z was kind of scary because I ain't never seen zombies move that fast before.
I thought it was a pretty scary, but I thought that concept of it was scary.
Yeah, because we always see slow zombies. Like to see zombies like running like Sha'Carri Richardson, I'm out.
I would say it didn't scare me, but it put in my mind like, oh, we're done. If this is how it is, we're cooked, nigga. Well, this like, just come get me, dog.
We all got the T virus.
we're rocking. Okay.
Roxy
fell asleep.
Roxy's
now I kept freezing.
That big pussy took over, huh?
I was like, I'm just gonna.
it came up like the symbiote.
Mutant.
Feed me, Seymour.
Imagine that's what was happening. We just heard, there's no more Roxy. There's only me. All right, next wizard thing.
We didn't vote.
Hey, you are horrible right. Host.
Oh, yeah, this is crazy.
This wizard was chill, you know?
All right, we're done.
So, we tasting colors or seeing sounds?
Tasting color.
I'm seeing sound, man.
Really? Even after the horror thing?
I would say mainly for me too. It probably more of a music experience for me. Like I'll be listening to just a lot of music that I like, all the classic albums that I love. I'll be super into that, trying to like being able.
Yeah,
to
but then you're gonna be mad if one of your favorite songs don't really go together with what you're seeing.
Right.
Yeah. And now your favorite song is forever ruined.
But I'll be looking at this color like, this color look fire, and I taste it. That's some bullshit. It's gonna mess me. It's gonna mess me up for life.
But then you don't never have to taste that color ever again.
Yeah.
That's true.
What if like you listen to the Rat's Venice and then you see Venice and now you're just dizzy the whole time? I mean, you gotta be selective with your rap music.
Damn, you can't listen to drill music because them niggas be fighting demons on every verse.
If you seeing drug deals all day, come on, man. You gotta
listen to no more 50 Cent, no more none of that, man.
I'm tasting sounds too. Wait, no, I'm tasting colors. Tasting colors. I vote that. All right, next spell.
You're not gonna say we'll be right back right after this?
Nah, man, that's not me. Where are we coming back from? We here. Also, I don't know how Keenan's gonna chop this up. So
I don't know how we're chopping up either, nigga.
He needs a commercial break.
Well, we almost done. The first one is something to do with airlines, you know.
What? No, we just went into a whole 40 minutes fuel of airlines. It wasn't an actual topic.
Hey, okay, so, that host again.
First class or giant pussy? That would be like. I think we all voted giant pussy towards the end. Tip from Swain.
Prize Picks. When I tell you this is one of my favorite apps in the whole world because this is the best place. They get real money sports action. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all, right? It is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. And it's super easy to use. To create a lineup, all you have to do is pick more or less on a few stats for your shot to win up to 1,000 times your money. Also, Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while you're watching sports. Join over 10 million users and sign up today. And on Prize Picks, you can mix and match player projections from different sports. Combine your favorite basketball players with players from baseball, hockey, esports, and much more. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. So sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. And look, the second half of basketball season is here, and the race to the playoffs is heating up on Prize Picks. So this week on Prize Picks, I'm getting the basketball board. I got Luka for more than 25 points. I got Jason Tatum for more than 8 rebounds. And I got A.E. Anthony Edwards for more than 25 points. And Jaylen Brown for more than 4 assists, all right? So download the app today and use code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup, all right? Prize Picks, run your game.
Control the weather with your emotions versus controlling other people's actions with your mind.
Ooh. So you mean like I can make you do something that you don't want to do with my mind?
You can control people with your mind. Or when you get upset, I'm assuming like if you cuss a nigga out, that's like a thunderstorm.
Oh, that's gonna be horrible.
That's gonna fuck up my day.
Is that worldwide? And how long does that, is that thunderstorm that's lasting for as much as you cuss somebody out though?
Because as long as you mad.
Yeah, so like, dang. So niggas would be in your business like, oh, that nigga Keenan's cussing somebody out again. That time today. You have no idea when to dress. No, actually, it makes more sense. Yeah, only while you're doing it. So it'd be like a quick little Miami thunderstorm.
No, I don't think it should be like that because it should ride off your, if it's riding off your emotions for however long you're mad, that is going to stay like that. Like, if you're happy all the time, it'll be sunny.
Right.
You know? Good times.
What if it's like a lingering?
Day, it's going to rain all day. It's going to thunder all day.
Yeah. What if I'm, like, depressed for, like, 2 weeks? So it was just
it's cloudy
raining
every day.
You got to get sunny again. You know what I mean? Find what brings your sun out.
See what I'm saying? If you're depressed for like, depressed for like a whole year, if you're depressed for a whole year, we gotta you and put a bullet in your head. We gotta get rid of you, man.
Right. But imagine you get a new job, new this, new that, and you're just on top of the world. And then I guess there is a cap on how good the weather can be.
Yeah. How much sun can you have?
But if you're banking off of emotions, like strictly emotions, that's how that would work. Because it's not gonna be, oh, I'm depressed for the year, and it's like it's only gonna be cloudy once. Like, no, it's going to be cloudy for the whole year.
The whole year, yeah.
You got to make sure you know
this. That's where it gets, like,
what is that depression commercial where the dark cloud follows you when you depress?
Yeah. Where does depression
happen? That's crazy. Personal weather?
A personal weather? Is it for everybody?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, is it worldwide or is it just in your city? Where you're
well, no weather's worldwide.
I mean, I'm asking though. It's like,
yeah, you
made it cloudy everywhere.
Nah. You don't know how weather works. Hey, man. Mm-mm. Well, it's sunny here. Like, it's sunny in London. Like, is that how it's going to work?
There's a snowstorm in Africa. Cheer up. She ruined the ecosystem.
Yeah, nah.
Personal weather is funny.
Take you out.
Personal weather is funny, but I feel like at least your city.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at least your city. So you'll probably become a government official at some point.
I will be fucking the city up. I will be fucking the city up. My emotions too volatile, and I'll hold on to some shit. Like, I won't be on top layer angry, but like some shit happened a couple months ago where I'm still mad about this. Like, I have not let this go. So there will be like a sizzling, you know, something gonna be cooking.
A little tornado.
Yeah, it's just a little light shit. Sprinkle. Yeah,
I forgot so about tornadoes.
Basically, we turn into Storm from X-Men. Yeah.
Or the chick from Encanto.
That was
literally her power.
Yeah, but she was super unstable. At least Storm had some type of control over that shit.
Is that me?
Everybody ain't gonna be Storm.
I want to be Storm.
Weather gets, I just thought about, weather gets really bad. And then really good weather is like, good weather today. Like, you could miss good weather, but bad weather will uproot your community.
But everybody know that you have those powers, though?
No, because that, it wouldn't work that way, because then that would have to be the rule for the mind control thing.
Yeah. People come try to cheer you up and shit.
If men knew that if my mind was right, it'd be sunny all the time. You know how much dick I'd get?
And what if the dick is terrible? Like, now you mad because the dick is trash. And then you're walking
outside. I know, right? And then the other dudes would be like, all right, Derek, you can't go visit her no more. You out.
Damn.
But here's the thing, you could never lie about his dick anymore. Like, you gotta save his ego sometimes and
shit. That would crush me. If I just smash and I leave and it start raining, I'm like, no, no! You go outside, it's like a level 10 hurricane. It's like,
oh, damn. Everybody, lightning starts coming down, trying to hit you and shit.
I don't know, because I feel like the whole city would hate you too. They'd blame you for everything. They'd be like, "Man, I was gonna go camping today. I was gonna go to the beach."
Yeah.
And you getting hate mail and shit? Like, nah, man. Also, people trolling you.
If it rains for too long too, like, you can flood the city. You can mess everything up. Like
that's no crops, food, growth. That's too much power.
Well, it depends. I mean, my emotions are pretty in check for the most part. So I feel like for me personally, if I did the weather one, I feel like we'll be straight, to be honest with you.
Wait, that's what you think, Keenan. You don't know what you're suppressing, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
An angry black man on the inside suppressing some
shit. That's true.
And now
it's just always a little rain.
Everybody be buying Keenan Dragon Ball Z shit. Like, here's a sensu bean, nigga. Here you go.
Like, at the airport and you was like a little bit pissed on the inside? Like,
your flight
The airport's a big deal.
Flight would have been delayed for damn sure.
he would definitely be in first class every single time. Hey,
I need a first class seat. Bump that nigga to the back.
He's like, I hope it don't snow tonight.
A tragedy happened or some shit.
Oh, we have no turbulence.
If there ain't a thunderstorm, where's my mimosa? I'm getting irritable. I'm getting fussy.
Getting fussy?
The hard part about it is, because the other side of it, like you say, control people with your mind, it's like, it sounds cool, but then when it gets to the person with evil, like, it's going to be like, they're going to be taking advantage of a lot of people, which is going to be super, super dangerous. And it's like,
it's just us. We're the only ones who have it.
Yeah, the wizard only selected us five.
You said what?
The wizard only selected us five with that power.
I don't know you niggas outside of this that much.
We could be evil.
Yes, it's like we're sitting there the whole time, and all of a sudden, Pat's sitting there like, "Yeah, this is a good day." And all of a sudden, I start punching myself in the face, and it's like, "Why can't you punch myself in the face?" This nigga Pat was just like, "Yeah, I don't like the beanie he got on right now."
Other things, like, get Michael B. Jordan to come to my house, you know, like little shit like that.
I feel like that takes away consent, because you're taking away consent now. Now you're like, literally,
he don't want to consent to this when he gave you.
Crazy.
He just don't know it yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all gonna be out here. Y'all assaulting people.
Michael B. Jordan got the smoke here while he's smashing.
It's some get out shit. Because that's what get out is. Now y'all are getting out people.
And Lulu is gonna make him cry. He's like, he's done. He can't keep going. Lulu's like, nah, round three. It's just like, come on.
This is Creed. You prepared for this.
Nah. You want to take your daughter to a picnic tomorrow, don't you? You want to go to Disneyland on Saturday, don't you?
That's crazy. Don't you? I would feel bad.
I would only be worried about what Roxy does with it.
What would it do? I'm the one that went to get sexual.
She was on a Comic-Con and get everybody to give her all the shit that she owe, all the lightsabers.
I definitely would be taking people's money. I would be taking people's money, robbing banks. Like, I would be doing.
They're going to be like, Roxy's speaking on every panel for some reason.
My career would be booming. The house would be clean. I would have maids. Like, I would be doing stuff to make my life easier.
But shit, that, George Lucas's house and shit.
But would it feel real to you guys? Would it feel real to you guys if none of it was genuine? You made people do everything?
Man, ain't nothing genuine no more, so fuck it.
Like, Lulu, please.
Ring it up.
But here's the thing. I know Roxy. Me and Roxy talk a lot, right? And my issue with Roxy is when she gets angry, she gets angry. So whether it's the weather, nigga, or whether it's her being able to manipulate you, nigga, if you make Roxy, and she gets angry like that, so you make her angry, bro, it's a done deal, nigga. Like, you're going, she's going to be like, you pissed me off? Let's see you fly off the bridge, nigga. And it's just like, bro, I can't.
I gotta feel bad later.
That's crazy.
It's too late, nigga. Nigga's dead. Nigga somersaulted off a bridge.
And that's why I don't need, I honestly don't need either one of these powers. I just, like, I have not at the point in my life where my emotions are in control or like my impulse. So I would need to get like my ADHD shit regulated first before I got either one of these. Because yeah, my impulse control is bad. I'd definitely be like, yeah, punch yourself in the dick, bitch. You made
it. Oh, yeah. I might make a cheat on yourself or something.
Like shit, like fuck up your life. Like I'm finna do some terrible shit. See?
Imagine you're just like doming up a homeless person and you're like, Roxy! Roxy! God damn it, Roxy! Why did I just do that?
You know why, bitch, you cut me off. It would just be something crazy. So yeah, I don't need either one of these. Either one of these, I feel like if I'm not in the right mental space, would be bad. But definitely, I don't know, because the weather affects more than just that one person. I would have to go mind control, because weather, now everybody's having to deal with it because I was mad. But the other one, it's just one at a time. Wait, or is it? Am I controlling? Can I control multiple people?
Depends on how big your powers are.
Ooh.
Because I'll take Jeff Bezos, you know, a little Bill Gates, and be like, y'all should sign everything over to me. You know,
damn, uprooting people's lives.
And you bankrupt the company. You know how to run Amazon, nigga.
She ruins her own life.
She came 9 days late, nigga.
All right, fine. Run Apple.
I said, sign it over to me. That means I get the money. You gonna still work for me, Jeff? You just gonna give me the money.
Yeah, that would be crazy to ruin your own life, thinking you were just kidding, making yourself rich. I would be very basic. I'd be like, hey, Jeff Bezos, Venmo me like 10 million. He wouldn't even miss it.
That's it?
Yeah.
And then I could talk to everybody, though.
You're not even going to ask to go to space, Pat? Come on. Think big.
I'm not going to space. Hey,
I don't want to go to space.
I'm not mind controlling nobody to take me to space.
Nope.
Yeah. I don't like.
That'd be crazy, because you probably mind control them to be like, take me back. Take me back and lie about why.
I've had enough.
They got you to space, and now you out there in a communication con or whatever cuts off. You can't even tell them.
The mom can work in space, is what you're saying?
No, you got the helmet and the space and the air not going to let you do that. You got to be close. Vicinity. I can't control your mind if I can't see you.
Damn.
Okay, getting into the weeds of the rules.
Let's put it to a vote, man.
Let's put it to a vote. All right, for sure. What was the question?
You are all right.
Control the weather. Well, you didn't like me when I was evil. The evil one was on top of it. Control the weather with your emotions versus mind control others with your mind. What y'all got?
Mind control.
Weather control.
Mind control.
I'm going weather.
Y'all,
come on, Pat.
Destroy the city. I'm going mind control.
Yes!
So I guess mind control wins this. This has been another episode of Squadcast. We like to thank all the niggas on screen right now. Appreciate y'all.
Only two topics. I don't know if you know that, right?
No, the
well, the first one, remember he said the pussy, he was gonna, bro, that was gonna be the first one.
Yeah, he make it go, man.
The first question was big pussy. Just put big box.
Just put
airline etiquette. Airline
substitute
etiquette.
Wizard episode. Substitute wizard episode.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah,
Okay. Featuring a big pussy.
Oh. All right, bye guys.
Jeez, man.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.